You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio. This is 20 minutes past 12 o'clock. It's 27th of the 11th, 2017. This is Napoleon Wilson. I'm saying that Fakeologist live audio chat via Discord. There will be a couple of people coming in soon and having a bit of a just a chat about general questions that have been answered. So, a few different questions that have been asked, should I say. And we're going to let people, you know, carry on. So we've got Messon, SMJ. Guy will be popping in a little while. Matt McCall will be there as well. Also, we've got Frank as well. He'll be in there. There's going to be a few. But we'll start off with Sean. So, Sean, what was the question that was asked to you?
Oh no, I forgot. Something about evolution.
Well, that don't help me. So the answer you had posed was pretty much pointing the correlation between two families of carnies again. So is it a correlation that the families of carnies actually correlate together?
I was asked why I didn't have an action for the diversity of life. Like, that's my fucking job. They gave an explanation that I also have moons and babies and whatnot, and gives them a mechanism that turns into a freaking code. We're talking transhuman now. Then they say they deciphered it, and they pretend they deciphering our code, and they use this code, the genetic code, to develop drugs and whatnot. It don't work. They just make us sick or what? You know, I don't take their shit. But I don't have to do all that shit. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to depopulate. So I haven't tried to figure out why there's diversity. I don't need to come up with some fake theory so I can make billions of dollars and kill a lot of people. I don't have to do that shit.
Trouble is, the people that make the theories don't even make the millions of dollars.
Well, yeah, and they control what we think. They write the damn story to college. You get a PhD behind this bullshit. It's story time. Literally children's stories.
We do love a story, though.
I heard Hayson Citizen making fun of me with the what's his name, Alistair Salt, was holding his own against a guy in Hay Citizen with the flat earth stuff. And they're laughing. I mean, I guess I'm the guy who's always talking about the rocks can't fly. That's me, I guess, they're talking about. Yeah, rocks can't fucking fly, dude. Show me one. Proof. The first one that was seen is Wold Cottage. Google that shit. Wold Cottage meteorite.
It's upstairs. V-O-L-D. Wold Cottage. Yeah, not the most stable of witness statements. I think they all related.
They built a phallic symbol in the 60s.
They didn't get that far.
Editor, school last time. I'm not mad at it anymore.
So what are we up to now then? We've had DNA. Now you can tell us for a fact that DNA seems skeptical at the best. Now, you could probably reel off 30 or 40 different names here, all intermingled, all part of the same family, right?
Well,
what's the funny thing? The funny thing is what they're looking for probably does exist, but it's not DNA. What is it with these people are marking down?
A code really doesn't mean, that doesn't mean, then, actually it's the same. Actually, I forget why it's the difference, but it would for what they call genetic code reduction. The sets are always the same size or whatever. Yeah, it's three going in 20.
So it's just their translation of what they already know.
That's what it's called, RNA translation. You got this little dogma of molecular biology. Yeah, it goes from RNA. It's just, I told you to get the Sydney podcast yesterday. Just listen to that. It's a little, it's, ooh, that means the RNA messenger must have been the... They don't explain nothing. They just talk about he was at a party and they're busy... And then they use radioactive isotope and fucking viruses, you know, to prove RNA was to find messenger RNA. They used two make-believe bullshit things to find some other make-believe bullshit thing.
I'm sorry, man. So we're getting we're getting ciphers of the code they already know for whatever it may be, with his blood.
Yeah, I put in the Alchemical Hustle thread, I put Max Delbrück. His dad was a famous chemist, or his grandfather was. His dad was a famous, his dad was a politician and a historian. But he's the guy that, he turned on physics, Sidney Brenner, and then about chemistry to biology. Because if you watch that podcast, he says they're, because no one thought that shit. He's like, biologists didn't believe that shit. They didn't think in terms of code. They thought in terms of ears and eyes and shit.
Yeah.
But they did some fake ass bullshit experiments with isotopes and fucking fake viruses and bacteriophages and whatnot, and bam, there you go. Shit's real. Science, goddammit. Peer reviewed.
And then philosophy of science. Don't forget that, mate. No, let's talk about what we've done. Let's work out why it was wrong. Ha ha. Bullshit, man. Bullshit. And they'll win on the Philistine level or the worst level, like a bumpkin. I mean, on the basic level, like, really, you need to address what these people are doing. So, come on. You can't give us a diet of this. You can give us some more. Go on. Some more fucking crazy, crazy batshit people.
Well, Hey Citizen was giving Frank a hard time about gravity. He says he can jump off something, he falls. I figure that he thinks that's proof for
Did Hey Citizen not admit he was a bit religious? Maybe. I don't think that's a rip. No, yeah, that's not an excuse anymore. Sorry, Sean. Go on. I was jumping in.
Well, Newton, Aristotle said everything finds its level. And the shit we call stars are attached to a firmament. And they're shattered up in the air and they don't fall on us because they're made out of the ultimate, the quintessence. Like fourth, fifth element, whatever. The lightest one stays up there, doesn't find its level. People, we're made out of the earth. That's why we find our level here on the earth. That's how it always was until you get to the Renaissance and Newton comes along, a wizard. Comes up with the inverse square law. It radiates from the center point. It dissipates by the inverse square. Let's just pretend these things, these lights in the sky that are the quintessence, are actually rocks, are flying around in circles. And they're behaving to the inverse square law. No, it didn't work out right. It was a good enough fucking story. Then you get Cavendish pretending to weigh the earth and whatnot. And then you figure out, yeah, well, the gravitational constant is this and this, this. But that's not what Hey Citizen's talking about. He's talking about the local gravitational field. 9.8 meters per second squared or whatever. That has nothing to do with Newton's inverse square law.
Now, I know you're pausing to have a drug of a spliff there. See? I know that for a fact. But what we'll do is, that even though all the air's cut out, for anyone who's listening live, this is just me and Sean chilling. This is called chilling.
I was trying to drink this. Sorry, stay.
Yeah, it happens. People sometimes chill. So there you go.
But he's the one who invented. It's the attraction at a distance. He had to explain that shit. He also did that for what we call chemistry, which is now governed by the psi symbol, Schrodinger's psi symbol.
Thank God.
The Schrodinger's the guy who inspired Max Delbrück. He's the guy who taught the bacteriophage class at Cold Spring Harbor.
He was questionable. In himself, that guy you mentioned, Max. Anyone called Max literally needs a double look.
Max Delbrück. Let's read I just put him in the Alchemical Hustle.
Have a look.
There's a quote. He actually says scientists are fucking nuts. Let's read it. He's an actor. His dad was a politician and ran a magazine, a political science fucking journal in Germany. There's Salvador Luria. He worked with Fermi. Fermi taught him the hustle. Enrico Fermi, the guy who gave us nuclear bombs. Well, they're the director. And Leo Szilard, he retired to the fucking La Hague, to the Salk Institute. You know, when Salk started, dude who wants to kill everybody. Hey, whatever. He might be benevolent. You never know.
Sounds benevolent.
Yeah. Who am I to judge? Yeah. Then we talk about spaceships, like satellites and shit. And all in seriousness, we're talking about there's a vacuum, infinite vacuum, which is in space. What the fuck is space? Who taught you to think about space? I know, what's his name? John Jacob Astor, the fourth, taught you to say spaceship. He's the first ship. Titan.
Well, Sean, though, you know, once we get so far up that, you know, the atmosphere runs out, it's a vacuum. And then we've got the infinite expanse of space.
Yes,
it's space. Yeah. You know, it's space. It's a vacuum. Vacuum. Is that natural?
What is a vacuum?
Yeah, sorry. Is that natural? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, vacuum is impossible to get. There's no
way. Cool.
We don't know. We will never know.
Well, Newton invented the notion.
Yeah, inventing it is making it true.
Fly around and obey his law.
I mean, Newton's laws are experimental. They exist. On the Earth.
I'm talking about rocks flying around in this abstraction we call space.
Well, what I've seen is that rocks are flying into the Earth, and that's true.
You've never seen a light to the Earth. You've seen lights in the sky.
Yeah, and then I know that I find a meteorite at the point where I see a light in the sky.
Have you Googled World Cottage yet?
Yeah, I was just doing it before I left.
You like that dude's picture?
I will go there. Please keep talking. I will go there.
Then he can go to and tell the that one France. Go to. He's a popular science fiction writer, and he in his bio Savart Law or whatever. And he did some other shit, but he wrote a paper that got everyone to believe that rocks can fly. Before that, people were like, are you kidding me? That must be from a volcano or something.
But what is his name? World Cottage Meteorite.
Okay. World Cottage, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was World Class.
World Cottage, World like house. I mean, W-O-L-D and cottage like in house.
Okay, what they say is that the fall was observed by several people who described a dark body passing through the air as discovered at its landing point. The stone was warm and smoking. Several people reported sounds of explosions as it fell. Is that fake?
Yes, they erected a monument. It weighed 56 pounds. Check it out, it's awesome. Keep reading. Oh, and Google the fat lady that got hit by a meteorite in Alabama. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to Google it. I'll be right back.
A monument was erected on the location of the stone's impact by Major Topham, on whose property the stone had fallen. Okay. That means it's fake. Meteorite can nowadays be seen in the National History Museum in London. Okay, it's fake. Meteorites don't exist. Come on. You can see shooting stars every day.
You see lights in the sky. You don't see rocks hit the ground, dude. I don't know. I need more evidence than that. And I need more evidence than World Cottage. Sorry. And Louis fucking Alvarez. Sorry. You don't have to believe me. I'm not
okay. What is the crater in Arizona?
I don't know. You're the geologist. Shit.
I mean, I haven't been there, but I mean, people discovering tektites. I mean, discovering glassy particles because of the impact of a meteorite. I mean, what is it then? If it's not a meteorite impact, what is it then? Is it so unfair to ask for an alternative explanation if you
challenging mainstream. I mean, I'm all about challenging mainstream. That's not the point. But if there's no alternative explanation, then please.
Are you all about it? Because that's all I'm doing. I'm saying I don't believe this world called is bullshit, especially when they put the goddamn phallic symbol up and they say the damn thing weighs 56 pounds. And the dude
I've seen so-called meteorites with my own eyes. That's the only thing I can say.
You have seen lights in the sky.
No. Apart from that,
You saw rocks on the ground.
I've seen rocks in a collection of people who say they were meteorites. I cannot prove they were meteorites.
Do I have to prove that they don't exist?
No, but give an alternative explanation of what you think that they are.
That explanation is your fucking rocks. They weren't meteorites. They didn't come from space.
So how did they come? How did they come there? What is it?
I don't know. Someone picked them up and put them in the building.
You know, this is the same discussion with one. That's why I said, where
is... Then let's not
have
it no more. Then let's not have it no more. That's cool.
No, but if you say 9/11 is a hoax, and you stick with that, just that statement...
I believe not.
Anything. What September Clues did was actually explain an alternative to what the mainstream says, and that's why it's so great.
My alternative explanation is, when you think you're looking at meteorites, you're looking at fucking rocks that didn't fly.
That's not a contradiction, because they are rocks.
I mean, sorry, because it's rocks again.
So how did they form it? I don't know. Yeah, that's your answer. I don't know. But do you have any model, any idea, any explanation,
no. I'm not a theoretical physicist or a theoretical geologist. I don't need a model. I'm just saying, look at World College. That shit is absurd.
That's fine with me, but do you mind me saying that I say that's kind of a weak position?
That's awesome. Say it again if you'd like. That's cool.
It's the same thing I have with John Le Bon with this dinosaur thing. I mean, please explain to me, what are these fossils then? What are these fossils? This is data.
Yeah. You're getting scammed, dude. I can't prove it to you, but that's awesome.
No, I mean, proof is...
strange. I don't have to prove it. You know what? You should be suspicious because you see them in a fucking museum. You know what museum means? Been over this a million times.
I have just seen them a couple of weeks ago.
Do you know what it means? Museum. The word.
Exhibition.
Space. Diners.
From the Latin, it would be a mouse expedition, because mus is mouse in Latin. But
it's the Institute of the Muses, dude. Same how we get the word music. You need to Google that shit. The Institute of the Muses.
Is that an argument against the objects that are there? That's the thing.
I'm just telling you that don't hide. You're going to visit the Muses when you go to the museum. So you can believe them big ass dinosaur, those big ass bones they call dinosaurs. And that fucking tin can they call spaceship. You can go ahead and believe that shit. I'm just telling you, when you go to the museum, what it really fucking means. You're going to the Institute of the Muses.
If you call it a belief, then it's based on irrationality. I don't base it on irrationality. I base it on things that are tangible. You can touch it.
These people are scamming your ass. You can go to the moon.
The moon, we cannot go there. It's fine.
Exactly. So you're going to the same building that's showing you the space went to the moon, and they got a dinosaur. Smithsonian have a dinosaur in the museum there.
So what are dinosaur those? Are they?
What are what? There's not a bunch of bones everywhere.
So there are no bones found in the earth. Never.
There's nobody. Different formations. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a paleontologist.
Do you understand that this is not a really convincing answer?
I'm not making.
No, that's not what I'm asking. But cool. If you're challenging the mainstream, that's why I keep bringing up September Clues. Because what Simon Check did was actually showing the alternative to what the mainstream is saying. And that is strong, that is good, that is solid.
What you need him to prove something else besides you seeing the goddamn plane fly from the fucking
If you claim...
What else did you need to see, dude?
If you make a claim, then please provide evidence and a good working model explaining the observations everybody can do.
I'm not making a claim. Why do you want me to make a claim? I don't believe a claim.
You make a claim.
I'm not making a claim.
Yeah, you say dinosaurs are fake. Dinosaurs do not exist.
No. I'm saying I do not believe in dinosaurs. How's that making a claim?
So what are the fossils then? That's my question.
That's your question. I'm not making a claim. You can believe in dinosaurs all you want.
I'm not believing in dinosaurs. I mean, pretty open to the idea that dinosaurs didn't exist. I have two questions. A is, what are those fossils that are allegedly dinosaurs? And two is, how was the ecology of that time when dinosaurs allegedly existed? That's my only two questions. If you cannot answer that, you didn't do a good job.
How am I supposed to believe there's something running around here 65 fucking million years ago? Are you kidding me? Comment about 65 fucking million years ago. Seriously?
Okay, well, what are ammonites then? Ammonites are real. You can see them in Kimmeridge Bay. You can see them in the beach. They're not constructed by humans. I mean, they're real. They don't exist today. How come?
I don't know. That doesn't mean dinosaurs existed 65 million years ago. I don't follow you, dude.
How did Africa and South America split?
What are you talking about? I thought we were talking about dinosaurs. I have no idea. I'm a landscaper.
So, everything I do, my new job about modeling salt that was deposited allegedly 120 million years ago between Africa and South America, that is complete fake. How come they drill a hole in the ground for $150 million and they find salt? How is that possible?
I don't know what salt has to do with dinosaurs. I don't believe that dinosaurs existed. I know that you're looking for salt. It has nothing to do with
dinosaurs. Hence my question. What animals were around there to eat all these? I mean, what ecological niche did some other animals, which were not dinosaurs,
you're overthinking
occupy?
Just relax. You're overthinking. Just listen. I don't know. I just don't believe in dinosaurs. I don't know. Yeah. And I don't believe in evolution. I don't know when your salt got there. And I don't know why you paid so much money to get it. I'm just a landscaper, dude. I can't prove you nothing.
But that salt is real, or not?
Yes, I love salt.
There is rock salt that exists.
Sweet. Good. I'm glad. More salt, the better.
How did it form?
I have no idea. What the fuck does this have to do with dinosaurs? Don't tell me it's made out of dinosaurs.
I'm not saying that.
Alright. Then what's it about?
But it relates to each other. Evolution, the geologic time, and dinosaurs relate to each other. Yeah?
No.
No?
I did not make that assumption.
So, 120 million years ago, what happened?
No, you tell me what happened 120 years ago. I'm all fucking ears.
I stick to a model that is working. If I get a better model, I switch to that model, no problem. I'm not married to a model.
You gotta show me what's working about 120 million years.
You had Africa and South America spreading, and you had deposition of salt because there was oversaturation of the seawater, and then you get salt deposition in the base of the basin.
And it happened 120 million years ago. Damn.
Yeah, well, if you have a better explanation, please ask for years.
I don't. I'm a smart guy. I don't have a G factor. I'm just glad there's fucking.
But do you realize that you're saying, essentially, to the 9/11 story, yeah, it's a hoax, but you don't give any model, not any explanation on how it was done then?
I know. You know the fuck plane flew in was goddamn backlit. That was a fuck cartoon.
It was.
I have to come up with a theory. So well, I have to come up with a theory. I have to come up with a theory to shoot down a cartoon.
Can do you?
I don't do fucking cartoon. Hey, wait, do you hear me?
Why? Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking cartoon.
Why no, neither do I. But. What the strong point of Simon Shaik and his September Clues movie is...
I've heard this. Have you already told me? Yes, I got it. He made a theory. Alternative explanation. Please, I have one. I don't have one.
And don't you find that
I'll tell you
a
how
little bit...
works too, so hang on. It'll be awesome.
But don't you find it a little bit weak that you don't have an alternative explanation?
No. Why should I have an alternative explanation for something like space weapons? Shit that don't exist. What's the alternative for something that doesn't fucking exist?
Yeah, that's the thing. You put a conclusion in front of the hypothesis. That's I mean, it is understanding what the scientific method is, and that's not what science is. Please bear with me.
What is it? What is it?
It is... putting an hypothesis, an idea up front, and then testing what you think is real, and then going back and adjust your idea. That is what the scientific method is.
Yeah, that's all. That's great. But they just make pretend to do experiments to prove their stuff, like LIGO. And the eclipse you're talking about.
No, and it's fine with dinosaurs. Fine if someone can prove that all these dinosaur fossils are fake. Then my question is, okay, what animals were around then?
Around when?
In the time those dinosaurs allegedly lived.
I'm saying there's no such thing as dinosaurs, so how am I supposed to know time they existed?
Okay, take today. There are no elephants, there are no cows, there are no grazing animals. What animals eat the plants that are around today? Give an alternative explanation and I am able to see a different viewpoint. That's fine, but if you cannot provide it, no, it's all fake. That is not a position I can take seriously. Sorry.
I said I don't believe in dinosaurs. Bones story sound real hoaxy and whatnot.
So there are two options. Either all the dinosaur bones are fake, or they belong to a different animal, which are not dinosaurs.
Yeah, it could be both. They can do whatever they want to do to make up the bullshit. You make it up all the time. You believe in nukes?
No, of course not.
Then what the fuck? You say you don't believe you went to the moon. What is more ridiculous than...
I can prove it's impossible to go to the moon.
Listen to me. Just hear me out.
Yeah?
What is more ridiculous on its face than it's talking to... walk up to another human being, point to the sky, I build a spaceship, and we're fine. We're going to end on it. Everyone calls for that shit. What's more ridiculous than that? I mean, what makes you think they can't...
You're really going in and out, Jay. I don't know about your connection, but...
Hey, it's been fun. I gotta go eat something again.
But if the point is, if you take the observations, the data points seriously, the fossils, and you have to give an alternative explanation, and I'm completely open to that explanation, but then give it, please. It doesn't need to be you. You can quote anyone who has done research in that. I mean, fine. I mean, I am not saying that I know what happened with 9/11, but I can link to September 2's, and that's a great documentary, you know?
Well, I can explain to you why I don't believe. That's the thing. It's a matter of, it's not about evidence. I don't believe in space. The abstraction. I'm not convinced of that. Right? Well, like, what's the alternative? I don't have the alternative.
But that is a thing we can never go to.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
They're just making shit up. That's the only explanation. Now, you can ask me why I don't believe in Santa Claus. And you'd be like, well, I got these fucking gifts. What's the alternative?
Yes, your parents put those gifts there. Well, that's, you know, the alternative explanation.
All right, guys. When it comes to spaceships, when it comes to dinosaurs, parents are lying to you.
But still, you need an explanation for those gifts which are fossil or which are. Really, man, you go in and out. It's really hard to understand, but I pick up some words. My internet is fine, but there are two main positions. Either you say all the fossils of dinosaurs or alleged dinosaurs are fake, which is fine, or the fossils are from another kind, family, but then explain what kind of family it is. I mean, it's not unfair to ask. The saying, dude, right there. Mahatma, Maisham, all gone. Is it me? Dude, right there. I hear you. You don't hear me. It cannot be that the internet in Colombia is better than in America or Australia or wherever you are. I hear you, dude. Everybody's gone, I think we need to.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so you repeat first what you said, that we can discuss it. You know that we can have a start of that.
Okay, what I think is, if you have observations, and if you take those observations seriously, if you take those data points as facts, then you have to provide an alternative explanation if you want to challenge a model that works. It doesn't mean it needs to be mainstream or alternative. It works. That's okay. The whole point.
Okay, that's what you say. And yeah. I bring now an example where this methodology, because this is a problem of the method. How do you define your problem? If that was what Judy Wood, for example, said, I saw one lecture of her, and the first thing she said is, firstly you have to define what is the problem so that you can analyze it. And I will take exactly that that example now, huh? We have a story that happens, and you have 3 million 3 million newspapers and radio stations and television stations all over the world that tell you that these towers and the rest of the buildings were brought down by this, with these pictures you see, by the fires. And then you sit there, you can sit a whole life there trying to find out or to figure out how was this done. Huh? And that is, for example, the first 10 years or the first, I don't know, I just say some numbers now, of the research that you do into this 9/11.
No, I completely agree.
Just a minute, not so fast. Then somehow, suddenly, you realize, if I take this material for that, then I cannot analyze this problem. I cannot find a solution. I have, for that, I have to examine first the material itself.
Yes.
I have to examine, in this case, I have to examine the photographs, the videos, the texts that were written, all this stuff. Okay. And then you come to the conclusion, this is fake. Okay. This is pre-recorded, the other is made by photographs which are not amateurs but professionals in the media, etc., etc. And
came to that conclusion without seeing September Clues?
Just a minute, because we are not talking now about September Clues. We are talking about what was the name? Not reptiles, the other one.
Reptilians?
No, not reptilians. This old stuff from animals.
Dinosaurs?
No, the bones. Fossils.
Fossils? I mean, fossils are real. I mean,
yes.
Irrespective of dinosaurs, fossils are real.
You go too fast. Okay. There are step by step in the logic. You say these fossils, we have to examine them, and then we know this and this animal existed, and it was 30 million years ago. And what I understood, what SMJ said, is I do not accept that as a fact. Okay, so you have to examine first, are these fossils right? Does something exist like space? You know, because he says, in my logic, this doesn't exist, and he who claims it exists, he has to prove it. I have not to prove it. In my experience, in my world,
I think that is a fallacy.
No, I think that is just the power which is concentrated. No. Just a minute. It is the power that is concentrated and that tells you all the time something exists that is called the virus of polio. And you cannot you cannot examine it. You understand?
Yeah, but that's the whole point. You can examine it. And then if it's not A, then please explain to me how it can be B. That's fine with me. I'm not married to dinosaurs. I mean, I'm completely open to the idea that dinosaurs are fake. But then explain to me, what are these fossils? What do they represent? What animal was there?
That's my question. Okay, so we are at the point we have to examine what is this? Is this a fossil? And how old is it? And with which method this is that much old. Okay. And that's why I ask you now. Because you say this is 30 million years old. It is from a crocodile. I don't know. How do you define it? How can you find out?
You're confusing the topic. Because There are different topics.
The topic, yes.
Yes, because there are different topics running across, because the age definition doesn't depend on dinosaurs or not. That's the whole point.
Look, if you have a bone, and this bone is 200 years old, then it is of course important, because 200 years ago we know that there were no dinosaurs.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So it's important, okay. And if you claim, because it is a claim, that is actually what science makes in this category of science, which is very speculative, you know, because it puts the aim before the method. It just says, I want to prove that there are dinosaurs, or so I make that like that. I will prove that there is the virus Y, and I don't know, I for example, I exclude many other things, and then I say, okay, it's that.
But yeah, that's, you know, that's why I go back to the way. Evidence. What is the evidence?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah? There are three options. Either they're all fake, they're completely made up, they're not real, or they are animal, they're fossils that are real, but from different animals, or a combination of the two. That is, those are the options, right?
Okay. And how will you find it out?
The point is, okay, if you say A is true, so one is true, so all fossils are fake, that means that there is some conspiracy going on, that people fake all the dinosaur fossils and make it into a kind of cast, and nobody notices. That's fine with me, but then please provide evidence that so many people are completely oblivious to that idea. That's fine. That's the first point, yeah? Please let me explain the other points and then we can talk.
Hey, KM. Hey, nice that you join us.
KM, oh wow. Hello. First time we talk.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Nice that you join us. Have you listened to it up to now, or is it now that you start listening to the discussion? KM.
No, she was about to arrange.
Ah, okay, okay.
No, but the second position is, okay, the dinosaur fossils are real, but they are from different animals. Then please provide me an idea of what those animals are. Is that so strange, unfair to us? No.
Let us take an example, Gaia, because you forget many parameters. From my point of view, it is as if you would say, the scientists, they are so good guys and they want the best for us and they try really to find the truth and to help us. So we trust them. And when they say they are dinosaurs, they have to prove it. They just say it and we believe it. And if
okay, fine. But then there are other animals. Then there are other animals, not dinosaurs. So it's not T-Rex, but it's whatever Rex. That's how I said it earlier. I mean, what other animals is there then? That's fine with me, but then please explain. Is that so unfair?
So Gaia, can I bust in here?
Hey, Kayla. Yeah. It's the first time we talk. It's nice. Thank you.
Nice
for me,
to
it's
you.
Also the first time, and I'm very glad to meet you acoustically. Yes.
Oh, yeah, acoustically. Me as well, Gaia and me. So very nice to chat with you. So
I mean, you know me, right? As Celine.
Yeah, I've heard you on the audio chats, which I stalk. So just to get a foot on here, Gaia, it's your position that they're finding dinosaur bones? Because what else could they be? What other animal could they be? Is that your position?
My position is, if you take those observations, those data points seriously, then either you go with the explanation that is given, or you give an alternative explanation, which is fine with me. I'm not married to dinosaurs, it's fine. But then give a coherent, strong explanation of what it is. And that's how I compare it to Simon Sachs' Please, let me finish and then you can talk. Simon Shack's 9/11 video is so strong because it explained exactly how the hoax was staged.
Okay, that's a good point. Well, with dinosaur and data points, the key, let's do it this way, the devil's in the data points. That's where the devil is. That's where all the error is. So you have to go back to the very first data point and look at that. And what is the very first data point? Well, if we look at the holotype T-Rex, the very first data point is one bone from one pit. Then they have a second data point. It's another bone from a completely different location. Then they have a third data point. It's another bone. So they have a second location, but there's three bones from three locations. And from these three bones, I think it was like a femur, a hip, and then something on the arm. They were able to construct an entire animal.
That's a good point. Because if you would go back to your great, 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 great grandmother of 500 years ago, you only find her teeth and one rib or something. Does that mean that you cannot deconstruct or reconstruct?
No, of course you can. But see, you know what grandma looks like. We didn't know what T-Rex looked like. We have no
idea. We have comparisons to modern reptiles, right?
If I gave you three bones, I thought from three separate locations, but made, first of all, how do you guarantee they're from the same animal? You can't even guarantee that. That's the issue.
Not even the paleontologists do that. I mean, there's so much debate going on, and species put in a different genus, and then go back to another genus, or even different family, or order even.
And that's where that's where the devil lies, is in the data points. They are so mired in their isolation that they don't see the bigger picture. And I've researched this a lot, and I mean, I found some very basic things. If it's got a long neck, it's most likely a whale. It's a whale that has aged over time, so all the nubbies of the bones, they get knocked off, so they're not able to quite tell, except that they're all in a line. I mean, here they see a nest of eggs, right? A fossilized nest of eggs, and they're like, dinosaur eggs. I mean, how the hell can you say that? Of all the species that lay eggs, why is a dinosaur automatically? Doesn't make any sense. They're making huge jumps in assumptions. You have to look at the data points, and so far, each one I'm looking at is false. The fins, you know, the fins they put on the back, the sails of the Stegosaurus?
Yeah.
They only found one or two, but yet the scientists decided to put it all up and down the back. And what I'm seeing is, if there's such a thing as a Stegosaurus sail, it's just the scapula. They're making huge assumptions about what they're finding.
I agree with that. That is not the point. I agree that there are too many assumptions going on. They talk about behavior, which is ridiculous for fossils. And I agree with that. That's not the point. But if you are postulating that dinosaurs as a family or whatever it's called, a class or whatever, it's fake, then you have to prove either, first, all dinosaur fossils are fake, are completely made up. Second, they are from a different species or a combination of the.
There is also, if I may interrupt for a minute, Kehan, is okay?
Yes.
There is another possibility from my point of view, Gaia, which I find very important, because, as I said, I am suspicious of what the official science tells me. I do not trust them per se, and I try to be carefully with my conclusions that I make. So, from my point of view, there is also the possibility, and there are really enough points of evidence so that we can put it in the room for a discussion, that let's say, a structure that has the power decides to create from zero a whole concept of, yes, why not? It's a good example. I hope it does not bother anyone. Reptilians. You can create it. And I leave it there. You have the structure and you create the story backwards and forwards. You can do that if you have the power and the money for that, and we know that does it.
Wikipedia, and, by the way, that's what Wikipedia does. If you read
exactly, it. Wikipedia does it also, and so that's why I say the obligation for the proof is at the structure that puts a new information into the world. So if the scientists tell me today that they discovered the virus of depression, okay? Yes. Don't laugh, because all the viruses, they can prove any virus that they have. They have not isolated them. They can only tell them out of exclusion from other parameters. And they have never seen them. It is also, all is created as an artistic impression, etc. But let's say, because they evolve very quickly, the sciences, tomorrow they find the virus for depression, and the next day they find the virus for radical Islam, or they find the virus... Yeah, why not? And they find the virus...
Already.
Really? I've never heard it.
Yeah, if the tendency in Arabs to be something, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, but the DNA it's easier, because you can say they have that goes to, I don't know. So I say they have to prove it, because what they have the last, and you understand now, Gaia, it's the same problem with Frank, with the problem we had according the who has to prove if the hypothesis of Dallas Goldbach are correct or not. I do not have to prove it. He has to prove it.
Okay. Let's take it back. Let's take it back to 9/11.
Exactly. Yeah? And that's why I say, just a minute, yeah? NASA has to prove that they went to the moon. I do not have to disprove it. They have to prove it, and they didn't.
Okay.
Stop here because we go too far.
No, okay. No, it's nice. Because I can prove they didn't went on. And that is the strong thing about Simon Jack and his September Clues video, is that he proved how it was done that we didn't. That 9/11 didn't happen. You know?
No, that's not right, what you say. I do not agree with that. No, September Clues does not prove how they did it.
It shows all the involvement of all the media in the fake witnesses and the fiction report. Okay, it was afterwards, but he showed how it was done with CGI and with the basic video fakery.
Just a minute. The film shows how that was done, what was shown in the media. That's the difference, Gaia. That it does not show what was really done. Nobody knows what was really done because nobody has seen it.
Okay, you're right in that sense, yes. Okay. He didn't really, and nobody knows, and that's your good point. Nobody knows who's really behind it. It's the Rothschilds or the Silversteins.
You're getting that's off track, though. But, you know, evidence, right? So what Simon did is the evidence he had is that the media collaborated. He could show five different screens showing the same thing, yet they all claimed to be independent. I mean, that was huge. That opened the door.
Yes.
To
the media. Totally. I mean, it opened my eyes.
So that's proof. So, I mean, that's my point. He did have some proof.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah. And so I...
It's let's go back to the dinosaurs. You find the guy who found the bone exactly in the moment where he is putting the bone into the earth after he had killed the elephant to take the bone, and you photograph him in that moment, so you have the proof it is fake. Something like that. Gaia, can you prove that dinosaurs exist? Oh, Gaia went to catch a beer, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, the whole, you know, you have to look at, like he said, data points. Simon had data points. You know, he had those five videos up at once. He had the flock of birds that they're pretending to move, yet apparently by how fast they move, they're going a couple hundred miles an hour from the screen, you know. He has proof, but there's no proof in dinosaurs other than it's a closed knit, it's a closed group of scientists who are allowed to discover them. Everyone else, if you're not in that group, I mean, SMJ could confirm this, you don't find anything. They don't let you. They'll go, no, that's not dinosaur. So, you know, if you can't even get into the group of scientists to voice your opinion, you know, how is any of that good science?
It's misuse of power, absolutely. And I think it is important. Oh, Gaia left us. I think it is important to know that the obligation of for proof is really in those who make these. These fakeries or insinuations, or how is it called?
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just such a farce. And if you look at the dinosaur faces, it's the only animal who has these stone faces. That, you know, the stone face looks exactly like the animal. Nowhere else does that happen, because you have skin, you have fat, you have cartilage, you have protuberances, things like that, that get in the way. Like if you look at a whale skeleton, but yet a whale, they've got those bulbous things that really change the silhouette of their faces, but not dinosaurs. The bone looks exactly, just throw skin on it, it's a dinosaur.
You did research that in depth, Kim?
Oh, yeah.
Is it one of your topics? I haven't crossed it yet.
I did some audio recordings.
Okay.
On
okay.
my talk show.
Okay.
Where I went back to the essays and writings from the Royal Society of London in like
yes.
16 and 1700s. So.
I mean, it was in that period where they invented it as imaginary stories or something like that?
Yeah, like in England.
Okay.
Nobody had dinosaurs before England 200 years ago.
Okay.
Mm. That's when it all started. That's when everything started.
Okay.
Very interesting story.
Yeah, I will look at it, because, to be honest, I heard for the first time in my life that dinosaurs had... existed, or was said that they had existed, when this movie came out with the children. We looked it with this. There was a trilogy. I don't remember, with this meteorite shower, and everything was destroyed, and then came Ice Age. It was a comic film or a cartoon. Yeah. Mm.
That's funny.
And
yeah.
Wait, not even that. 20 years ago. I'm not sure. Mid-90s, maybe?
Mm.
Maybe I can find it. A time before the...
Is that the cartoon? They show the brontosaurus-type-looking creatures trying to
yeah,
find the mommy, something really sad like that.
It was a whole bunch of movies. There was another one with real actors. Very epic and...
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, that was older. I had seen that, but I didn't know at that time the hypothesis that they were real. I thought it was like a tale, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, I thought always it was a tale. I didn't realize that they were in the museums already. That's crazy.
Oh, because yeah. Because the toys are all dinosaurs.
Yes, the toys were the whole series, T-shirts and so. It was a market thing. I guess it was pushed because of that also. I mean, why else do they create things that do not exist? They do create them because they create new images, new products, new consumers. That's
right. Yeah. The whole story with dinosaurs was like in the 1920s in America was huge. At that time, we had like traveling circuses and traveling shows, you know, the yes. biggest creature of all time. And I yeah. think they had those in England, didn't they? And in Europe as well.
Okay, so maybe it was, if you say, in the beginnings of the last century, previously they had in the 19th, they were the big traditions in England and in Middle Europe, at least, I don't know, in the States, with the year markets. And in these year markets, they were presenting the so-called monsters.
Yes.
That were people that had some miscarriage, or how's it called?
They miscarried the fetus.
Yes, but accidentally, not on purpose, but they could take those, they could take those and present them as exponents in this year market, and that was a big attraction factor. So there was also a parameter where they created, for example, they brought people from Africa, not like slaves to work, but like slaves to show in these markets, or because it was all in the coming, this colonialist product that they had. And it was integrated in that. Parallel, there was the process with even more museums. The first museum in the Western civilization was in the mid 17th. It was not before.
Yeah.
So this all quote unquote was parallel, and potentially the dinosauriers were one more attraction for museums and for products. I think that could be the case.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, they had, and at the same time, though, like, science was blooming. Collectors were collecting everything.
Yes.
Thousands. I mean, there's a rock collectors in England. He's got like 10 million samples. A man on his own time, like 100 years ago, decided to collect and label and index millions of rock samples. It's crazy, but he did it. But there's lots of people like this collecting samples of absolutely everything they could find, like from the 1800s to the 19th.
Yes. I think most of these structures in which we are living now very excessively were created in exactly in those centuries. You remind me on this German Humboldt. I don't know if you've heard of him. He was the parallel figure like that you mentioned now in England. Humboldt was, the university in Berlin is named after him. He went everywhere, South America, Amazon. He studied the people. He made photographs. He made the organizing of the knowledge and the naming of plants and all this stuff, the systematization, you know, of knowledge, but always in this colonialist pattern, you know. You collect, you take it with you, you write it down, you give him a label, and then you possess it.
Ah.
And you define also the parameters of it.
Yes.
That was, yeah, very interesting.
Very good point. Then you own it. And, you know, seriously, the billions of things that got indexed and labeled in this same time period, a couple hundred years ago, you know, mm-hmm. Mostly people, you know, were coming to some pretty decent conclusions, but there were also some incorrect conclusions. And what I noticed in my research is that how you said you can change kind of history. How did you say that you looked, when you invent something, you invent it backwards in time and forward?
Yes, I believe that this is one of the patterns, you know. Before I understood somehow what happened on 9/11. But I believe now that that is a very grave possibility, that this is not, let's say, the first time when it happened, I don't know, with Kennedy or with Lusitania and all this, that it was from the beginning of the Western civilization a pattern that they reinvented, the new powers reinvent the older history and project it into the future, you know, in order to keep the control over the time. Something like that, but I have not go deep into it yet.
But, you know, you can even do it, like, accidentally, because it was, like, during the Rockefellers, like, in the 1920s and 30s, they looked back and they saw what people had thrown away, but whatever, you know, whether it was real or not real, it's like they look at all of the things that mankind had suggested, and they pick and they take what suits them for their new, you know, their new idea, their new paradigm. And they did that with dinosaurs. Very well done. You know, stuff that had been thrown away, they're like, no, no, let's bring that out again. They did it with a few other things, like the ether. They threw the ether out, but we shouldn't have. Instead, they went to atomism for explaining the universe, and that had been thrown out. So, you know, they have a lot of truth, but they also have a lot, you know, they pick and choose between truth and false to whatever suits them.
Yes, yes. The question is, what is the motivation? And I think the motivation is what is preferable for the business. That's so simple. You know, I don't attest the elites some kind of ideology or even religious, you know, or metaphysical aspects. I just think they are very, very big idiots who look only for the profit, something like that. And so they choose, you know, and if they have the possibility, they create and they lie and this. But there is nothing spectacular other, you know, that they have some plans or this great stuff with the Freemasonry or Judaism or I don't know. I don't believe that. But
yeah,
I'm not sure, of course.
It's hard to find evidence for that, you know, that's why you were like, is it the Jews, is it the Masons? I'm like, whoever it is, they're tools. That's it. They're just tools and I agree with you. I think industry is the driving force. You know, who owns industry? You know, the really old families, some government, they're working together. And like you said, I totally agree with that. Whatever suits them to make money.
You know, exactly.
You know? Yeah, but that's the primary force. Then, of course, there's so many other secondary forces, control and ideology. But if an ideology isn't going to make them any money, they're not going to use it.
No.
No, but is it so strange to think that they plan ahead?
Well, they have to. Well, yeah, of course they do. Have you been into a government? Have you, you know, been to see how they work? They plan 100 years ahead. Don't you think old families at least can plan ahead?
Totally.
But we're taught not to plan ahead. We're taught that, you know, by the TV shows and movie and media we watch, and no one plans ahead. Stuff just happens, man.
Mm-hmm. Accept your fate.
Yeah, accept it.
Yeah. But as of the dinosaurs, to be honest, I don't believe it really. I mean, it's of the creations where I think that's completely Hollywood for me, because it is so absurd and there is no proof of that. I just cannot believe it with
Well, my son, please. I mean, my position is the model works. So please provide me a different model.
An
alternative model
on
that works as well. I'm able to accept them.
What is it? How does it work? Explain to me how dinosaur model works. Start there. Do you mind?
You have simple reptiles evolving into more complex reptiles who evolve into sauropods and ornithischians and how do you say it? Like two-legged dinosaurs and four-legged dinosaurs.
I don't see any problem in that. No, well,
that
doesn't matter. It's not even a point. If you can't even prove they exist in the first place, how can you prove the model is valid? You're jumping way ahead. Way ahead. First prove they exist, then we can talk about the model.
Okay, fine. Okay, we go back. The only real first-hand experience I had with dinosaurs was...
Experience with dinosaurs?
Yeah.
What was its name?
Were you drunk?
No, that wasn't.
Was it nice?
No. Sue was. Oh no. Yeah, Sue. Sue wasn't really nice. Now it was in northern Spain, where our professor showed us eggs in the field, and he told me that there were dinosaur eggs. I have no credentials. I have no credentials to say there were no dinosaurs. I have no credentials to say there were dinosaurs. Yeah?
One small question, Gaia. Are you aware that in the oceans, 80% of what is in the oceans is not named and has never been categorized and not even seen?
95%.
Okay, 95%.
According to the mainstream, 95% of our current day oceans is completely unknown. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But some eggs in Spain are dinosaurs. Do you think you should believe it? I don't understand.
The point is, okay, what is it then? Either it's fake, it's completely like KM told, it's like lost wax method, where they create fossils which are completely fake. Or they are from a different species, or a combination of the two. Those are the three options, right?
You know, and if we just talk about probability of all the animals that live in that area through every year, through each millennia, through each, you know, all the time span in between of all the animals that could be existed, what's the probability that they're dinosaurs?
Yes. Okay.
It could also be a Sleeping Beauty. You know, it's the same sort.
Just a minute.
Because, you know, you are somewhere in a place and you find something you have never seen before. Okay? And you ask yourself, okay, I don't know what this is. And then I come and say to you, this is an egg from a creature from another planet which I visited 3 years ago. Okay, you can believe it and say, okay, I have to disprove it.
Well, I can prove you didn't win there.
You cannot disprove an absurd hypothesis. First thing, you go to the hypothesis.
No.
Well, she had a transporter. You can't prove she doesn't.
No, okay, yeah, that's a nice point.
If I'm out to fake something and I have a structure for that, that's what you don't understand. I can fake everything if I have the structure and the power for that. That is the so-called age of the simulation and of the simulacra.
There are dinosaur fossils that were fake. And we had a whole discussion with Icy Freely, KM, you know. And he's a good guy. I mean, we really like each other. We disagree on some points, but we also agree on some points. That's not the point. But for dinosaurs to be a complete hoax, you need 100% fakery.
No, you don't. There is so much I started this conversation out with misidentifications.
Okay, what is it then?
There was
what
massive. Is it? It's a scapula. You think it's a sail on a stegosaurus? No, it's a scapula. You think
but
it's
the scapula
a brontosaurus? What? Scapula?
But
your shoulder blade?
Okay, I'm not the next thing.
Oh, well, and then you think it's a brontosaurus? No, it's a whale. It's the spine of a whale. So easy. You think, so here's a funny thing they did, right? Remember the giant sloth?
Yeah.
There's a certain age during an ice age where all these animals
grew. Megatherium, Eremotherium,
yeah. Yeah, we have so many examples of that.
Giant, what was the word? Giant?
Now, Megatherium is the best known in North America. Eremotherium is best known in South America.
Is a giant what?
Sloth.
Giant sloth.
Yeah.
Giant sloth.
Yeah, it's like 6 feet tall. They're freaking huge. And there were a ton of large animals and very well documented. There's all, you can, I believe those. I believe that happened. But they're still the animals of today. They're just bigger. But so knowing that, right, they had a giant deer. They had, I mean, you name it. They had a giant bear. They had a giant.
Giant bears. They had extremely small horses. I mean, they were terror birds, according to the mainstream. I'm going to prove it. But, yeah.
Well, you look at all the people, the sloth, the giant sloth bones. There's quite a few. And
well, I've seen them myself, and I can, I'm not an expert, but I can say they were not fake at least. I mean, I cannot say they're completely real and from a sloth, but I can say they were not fake.
Right, and there's enough where they don't have to fake the bones. You know, they can show a real bone. They're quite numerous in some areas. So they find, there's giant lizards, by the way. Lizards that got enormous, like. And they are all, you know, the four, like the Komodo dragon. Well, it got like 1.5 times as big. But, you know, that's still bigger than they are today. But it still was on all fours. It still drug its tail. They also had an alligator that got ginormous. There was also, what was the other one? Birds that got super big. Flightless. And
terror birds, yes. But that's my whole question, why are dinosaurs somehow special?
Because Hollywood has done them.
Yes, there's no evidence for them. The evidence is held by a select few gentlemen in institutions that you they have tenure in that you can't be a part of.
So they have bones that are real?
I think in the beginning.
Or partly real or so?
They have misidentified bones is what they have. I think that's what happened in the beginning. Now they just fake it. They're faking it. Total fakery.
So you have bones in sediments that are way older than terror birds or ground sloths or anything. And they are somehow misrepresented as dinosaurs. But what are they then? What is
your
alternative model?
If, like Neeson said, if they own the system, they can fake any evidence at all. They can fake the sediment. They can put it where they need to put it, in the middle of a dig. Super easy.
Sorry, no, I'm a geologist. No, they cannot.
Have you been in charge of a archaeology dig?
Geology, not archaeology.
No, if you're an archaeologist and you're digging for dinosaurs.
An archaeologist, by definition, doesn't dig for dinosaurs.
Oh,
now, that is also, I mean, I mean, anyway, represent the mainstream, right? And then I can take
not
you seriously.
Right.
I mean, KM, I take you seriously. That's not the point.
No, who's in charge of dinosaur digs?
Paleontologists.
Paleontologists, okay. So if you're, have you ever been to a paleontologist dig?
That's the only point I was saying.
Have you?
Was this these eggs that were allegedly in a formation of Cretaceous age in northern Spain. I cannot prove it was dinosaur eggs. I cannot disprove there were dinosaur eggs.
There you go. So eggs were found. All right.
Okay, then give an alternative explanation of what I saw.
Eggs.
Is that so unfair to ask?
I answered you. Eggs were found. That's enough.
No, that's not enough.
Why not?
Going back to Simon Shack and his video, he showed how it was done.
No, again, you're missing the point. Okay, so let me give you an example. Okay, so I was just talking about the giant animals, right? So in the very beginning of the dinosaur age, what you had these old guys, you know, in the late 1900s and the, you know, lords of manners, and they were not only were they wealthy, but they
and
were
Mary Benning faking dinosaur fossils. Yes.
They were no, that's not what I'm talking about. They had real curiosities that they passed among themselves to study and look at, and they were just these boxes of rocks they'd pass to each other. Oh, can I borrow that when you're done? I really want to catalog and draw those. They did a lot of that. So in the beginning, they didn't have any idea what they were looking at. They were just sketching and looking. And Mary Anning comes in when these guys, she says she can find more fossils for them. So they hire her to find more fossils. That's suspicious. But anyway, among the box of trinkets that they were exploring was a tooth. And it was it looked like an iguana tooth, but it was four times as big.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, and it's in a box, you see. It's in a box. It's not.
But it was found in some place.
Yeah.
In England, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't. At this point, it might have been a quarry, or it was just in the box passed down from generation to generation. I mean, these guys were passing them around and not in the beginning. But anyway, so they have this tooth. It looks like an iguana tooth. And what did they decide? Not that it's from a giant iguana, like all the other giant animals, but they go, it must be an entirely new creature. You see, folly after folly just pollutes the dinosaur field. It's not a true science. It's a fake science. And it was in the beginning a fake science. I mean, even the Journal of the Royal Society of London is not an education journal. It's an industry journal.
That's all fine. If you find a femur, which is way bigger than any other reptile you find, what is it?
Oh, guess what? They can't find the femur now, can they? Nobody knows where it is. It's nowhere. So where'd it go? So the original femur they found, nobody knows where it went. And I have a feeling what we're looking at are just whale femurs or elephant femurs, most likely whale femurs.
Anatomy is a real science. I mean, you can study bones and the position in the body and the function of it. That's real, right?
And you would think so, right? You would think so. But I made a couple posts on Clues Forum where they said they found a new dinosaur. And then I showed the exact same bone structure, and it was just dead turtles. It was just dead turtles, but they found it, and they go, this is the new dinosaur. And they do these odd pictures of it, completely incorrect. Have you gone to Clues Forum and read their dinosaur thread?
I've participated in it, so, yeah.
So have you read the dinosaur thread?
I've participated in it.
Well, then, did you see my display of the dinosaur they thought...
I don't recall, but I will
Sir Skaham.
I will check it out.
Okay, that's not just one example. There's hundreds of examples that I've run across in my search of dinosaur.
Okay, then what's your alternative explanation of the animals that existed in that time period where dinosaurs allegedly didn't exist?
They're miscommunicating.
You mean 70... 75 million years ago, Gaia? Is that the question?
Yes, yes.
Come on.
Well, come on.
They're misidentified. I mean, that's all. They're misidentified bones or fakery of bones. That's it. Super easy.
So there were turtles or crocodiles or other animals we have today.
Yep, just there's no new animals. This is what I'm finding. What we have today.
So what are ammonites? I mean, ammonites, you can look for ammonite fossils everywhere. And in Timmins Bay, like I said, you can see them in the beach. They're not planted there. They're in the rock.
Did I say ancient things don't exist? Is that what I said?
Okay. So you're going along with extinction does exist, but new species do not exist.
What we have today is what we've always had. We've had nothing more.
Okay, but then you're saying that there's no extinction.
Oh, I don't know. Things might have gone extinct, but there's nothing more than what we see today. Nothing
more. Yeah, okay, that's what I was saying, but okay. No.
Yeah, nothing more, because the whale species might have been slightly different, and that's what we're calling dinosaurs. It's just, and here's the funny thing, right? There's this website called the Oceans of Kansas, because the middle of North America is
the Central American Seaway, yeah.
Yeah, and among that, they have, like, walking dinosaurs. It's like, if you find bones in Kansas, obviously there's a sea creature bone. But, you know, it's like, what? You found a T-Rex in the middle of Kansas? You mean in the middle of the ocean? What's going on here?
The coast of the ocean. Kansas was in the middle. Yeah,
right in the middle. So it's all just misidentification. And now it's outright forgery and Roger, I mean, China's coming up with dinosaurs. Really? Really? They didn't have, you think of anyone would unearth a dinosaur because of China?
Yeah, that's another point that was brought up. But, I mean, come on. In the past, people were busy with agriculture all the time. They were busy with surviving.
No.
They were not interested. They were not interested in finding rocks. I mean, they were not interested in it. It's a luxury.
Are you kidding? No, totally disagree. If dragons are their icon and they thought they venerate it.
No, that's really...
They dig that up.
That's a metaphor, Gaia.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You know, in England, they do have, what are they called? Such things like reptilians or drakes, or how they're called, lizards, exactly, lizards. These are metaphors for power. They have a concrete function in the power structure. They show that the elite is not the same as the normal population.
You're not going on David Icke.
Pardon? No, I just wanted to say I visited China, and I went into this in Beijing, into the Forbidden City, and all this with the drakes, and it's really powerful. But it's absolutely symbolic. It has nothing to do with the possibility that maybe earlier there lived these creatures. The creatures are imaginary creatures.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me how does this salt was deposited between Africa and South America, which I'm studying at the moment, allegedly 120 million years ago. I don't know if that's true, but then what happened? Please explain to me, because there's data, it's real live data, it's not some imagination, it's real.
What? Explain what?
Yeah, how did it form?
I don't know. Am I debating that? No.
No, but that is my whole point. If you want to challenge a model that works...
Oh my God, are you going to say that again? Are you going to really say that for, like, the third time to me, and I'm going to have to answer you for the third time? It doesn't work.
Isn't that fair?
The model is
yes,
based
it
on
is.
Data points. No, your data points are wrong. You can't build a model off incorrect data points.
My data points are wrong. So
yeah.
People drilling a $150 million well in the deep water of Brazil, they're wrong. Because you say so? I mean,
what
come on.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, darling? I'm not catching you.
I didn't understand.
In microfossils. Microfossils is how the stratigraphy is actually
Who's debating that?
Microfossils
existed, but
I don't know what to do.
Dinosaurs is some kind of holy grail that didn't exist.
What?
Yeah, that is what you're saying. Dinosaurs are some kind of special. Everything else existed, but not dinosaurs. But then what? What was there? What ate those forests? What ate those animals that ate those forests? Given an alternative explanation, I am on board if you provide a good explanation.
What is your explanation? I didn't understand it, Gaia. What was yours? Which
I have no problem with the mainstream view on that.
Yes, but what is the mainstream view? Because I don't know it, I have no idea.
That you had big reptiles eating the lush forest of the Cretaceous and the Jurassic, and that other reptiles were eating those animals. That's happening today in one. I mean, you have hyenas eating snakes. I mean, that's today happening.
I can tell you how I see it, but I don't know if it helps this discussion because I have no idea about paleontology. For me, these are all helpless tries to explain something that you cannot know, that is impossible to know.
Yeah,
and you try to.
Yeah,
you know, because if you tell me 75 million years ago, and you go into the museum, for example, I went into the museum of the history of humankind. They have here such a thing in Bern. And I go there and they have, you know, some miniatures where they say they lived like that, and the huts or booths, they were that, and they eat that, and they clothe that, and you know, that's bullshit. You cannot know it.
I agree with that. There's a lot of fantasy going on.
Fantasy.
I agree with that.
Fantasy is absolutely important, you know. Humans can live.
It's 50% science, 50% imagination, art.
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
Fantasy is absolutely important, but it has to be declared as fantasy. Otherwise, it is misleading. It makes you sick in the mind. And it can be misused, and that is something that we can observe.
I agree, but there is not one official stamped, this is the truth history of geology. That's the whole point of it. Geology is very volatile.
Yes, but you know, you can, for example, find three bones. I don't know how many there were, but you can find three bones, and then you have 500 museums that expose some PVC dinosauria constructions which are 200 kilo and need a football stadium to expose them. And then you can just say, you know, the next generation thinks this is real. This was real. This is truth. In this way, you can construct truth without data points, as Kagan says.
That's fine, but if you want to propose the idea that all dinosaurs are fake, dinosaurs never existed, then you have two problems. One is, explain the fossils that are allegedly put in the dinosaur category, categorized as dinosaurs. And second is, what was the ecology, what was the way biology worked at that time when there were no dinosaurs?
Okay, I have a question which is before those questions that you put. It is logically before, and if that, then I try to answer your questions. I have a picture here, which is from...
I am in my... Just a minute.
Can you see the stream, Kaya and Tiana?
I'm in chat, I am... That's where?
It is said that this is the Diatomaceous Brillum Ergentopis from the...
I haven't posted it, but...
No, I haven't posted it yet. I downloaded it. Okay. Now I post it. And this is something you say that I have to explain, huh?
What is it? I see white and black and gray.
Exactly, yes. That is a depiction of what you said, microfossils. The image of
microfossils. Yeah.
You said microfossils
are real. I mean, you find it today.
Okay, yes, that is from today. They are today and they are real. This sample consists of a mixture of centric, radially symmetric, and pinnate, bilaterally symmetric diatoms. This image of a Diatomaceous Earth particles in water is at a scale of 6,236 pixels per micro-m. The entire image covers a region of approximately 1.13 by 0.69 millimeters. Or
last slide we went through that, and I posted.
My question is
an image, not from the internet, my own image. Yeah? The sample I took myself, they took a thin section of it, which is like your picture. It's 30 microns thick or thin, and you can see the, I will put it again, because it is so, I have put it on the cruciform as well.
Yes.
Because it shows animals that are not existing today. And there are micro animals.
How do you know they're not existing? Just because you haven't found them, you know, in microorganism, how can you say they don't exist today?
Yeah, that's a smart position if you say that. that means, how can you say Nessie doesn't exist? Yeah, how can you say unicorns don't exist?
Well, if I had an entire theory based on it, then I would need a lot more evidence. I'd need a lot of samples, you know.
Okay, well. Are you aware that there are a lot of samples in microfossils?
Yep. It seems, you know, it seems like, Gaia, you are trying to prove geology is correct. You're just, like, taking the argument.
No. That's not my position. My position is, I take a model that works. Let me finish, and I will keep quiet. If you provide to me a model that is equally valid, then you're right. Yeah?
I give you a model for this picture that I put in the live stream. Okay. These are microfossils, and they are completely on their own, and somebody eat them and somebody not, and they are there. And I don't know who created them. Is that a legitimate position for you?
I have no problems with that.
Okay, so why do you need dinosaurs fossils?
I don't need dinosaurs. But if you say dinosaurs are fake, then please provide an alternative for what you see, observation, data points.
I don't believe dinosaurs are real.
Okay.
They never were.
The fossils are either... They're either fake, completely made out of plaster or stuffing, or they're misrepresented and they're whales, like Dan said, or something else.
Yes.
Or a combination of the two. Those are the options, right?
you know, that's very elementary. The discussion is much more complex than that because you're missing the whole, there's a surrounding it at the time that dinosaurs started becoming, it was like late 1800s, early 1900s, at some point, some artist decided to put an animal to the bones. They had the bones, but they had no skin, right? So some artist decided to put skin on them. At that time, there was a big push to support evolution. Yeah. And so this discussion and, you know, this model you present, I mean, you can't just say model. That's not enough. It exists in a time period because of the needs of that time period. And that part really can't be ignored.
Okay. Then give a good alternative for evolution.
They're faking it, too. Didn't happen. They're faking it.
Yeah? Really? Did you ever look at a baby chimpanzee or a baby gorilla? They look fucking like humans.
So?
Dogs
look like hyenas. They're not that related. We're somewhat related, so what?
Well, that means that there are a family. Huh?
You can decide whatever organization you want your family to be in. You can decide that. But that's just man putting things into order that we decided to order. That's all.
Okay, then please provide an alternative order and I'm all and that's my whole point of this thing. Is the same thing with flat earth and round earth and so on. The same thing with dinosaurs. Please provide me the September clues of this research. If you can do that.
September clues doesn't provide an alternate model.
It does. It explains.
The one they have is false.
No, it explains how they did it.
They do, but that's not in September Clues. That's in the Research at Clues forum. September Clues doesn't go on to say it was a military smoke, whatever. That's not in the movie.
It is in the movie that Simon shows how they CGI'd all those planes because they cannot be in the same position that they allegedly showed. He showed that there were smoke screens and smoke machines and so going on. And he showed...
Maybe it isn't the agenda,
Last point. He showed that there were planted witnesses who provided the support for the official story.
Well, we can show planted witnesses for dinosaurs. That's easy. So we got that. We can show fakery. So we got that. I mean, dinosaurs, you can show everything September Clue shows.
Because you still have fossils.
9/11 is an incident. It's not like an entire model of something. You know what I'm saying?
Rightly so. You're completely right. But so just like hence my question.
So they have pictures. That's their evidence for 9/11. And they from buildings.
I don't know if you can see the live stream. I put the evolution of the Batman logo from 1940 to today.
Yeah, I'm looking for my photo.
I accept that this is something that really exists, evolution of products. Yeah, really. And I don't know if... Yeah.
What Gaia, what you need to prove to me is that evolution does happen. You need to show me how one species turned into another.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's impossible.
So you're telling me I need a model.
It's a hypothesis.
All right, then. Where are we now, then?
But if you take it to the past, there is nobody who says that different species of the past couldn't intermate or couldn't interact with each other and provide a viable offspring, like is the definition of species today. Because most of the paleontological finds are put into genus, multiple.
it's not somewhere species. So it's impossible to say an animal that doesn't exist today could not ever provide a viable offspring. That's impossible to say. Does it show up?
Yes, it shows here. Yeah. And that okay. Image.
What is the sea? What is here?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice.
This is a sample I took myself. I know this sample exists. I mean, it's first-hand experience. It's not like I take it from NASA or any other bullcrap organization. No.
Yes, okay. But you're a geologist, is that right?
Yes, I am.
So I think you can better explain us what it is, because I see only colors and some nice schemes.
You see kind of rounded things.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You see this a big thing with a B?
Yes.
In the lower left corner?
Yes, I see.
That is a bentonic forum. So it's a micro fossil that existed on the sea bottom.
Okay.
And you see also with these arrows, mm-hmm. you see like kind of rounded stuff and mm-hmm. chambers and different shapes.
Yes.
Those are planktonic forms. So they're animals like the plankton. I mean, exist today. It's nothing secret or something.
Okay.
Exist today. And they're living in the water column. Yeah?
Yes.
It's like what whales, I mean, the big whales, they eat plankton. That's
yes. Yes. You know? Yeah.
Mm.
And what does that mean? I mean,
the geological record is defined mostly on forms. It's not defined on dinosaur bones, or not at all. It's mostly defined on forums. So forums for an infant foraminifera, that's a great word. It's planktonic and benthonic, so living on the sea bottom. Micro animals, so very small animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they are preserved in the rock because they're made from calcite. I mean, they're not siliceous. That's the difference with diatoms you posted before. Mm-hmm. Diatoms are siliceous. They're made mm-hmm. from silica, you know, quartz.
Mm-hmm.
Silicium oxide.
Okay.
Forams are made from calcium carbonate. So
okay.
Calcite, no?
Okay, so what is the question? Who made this, or who created those, or what?
People I know, they sliced off a very thin piece of rock that mm-hmm. I collected in southern Spain mm-hmm. to provide this image.
Okay, yes.
I analyzed the image, and the arrows and all the letters and so. It's not from me, but I agree with it, that those, I mean, the E there in the right hand on top, I mean, the big circle, mm-hmm. that's a part of a, how do you call it, an echinoid, zeegert.
Mm-hmm.
And this rock is very young, I mean, it's just 6-7 million years old, that's young.
How do we know that?
2 points.
Mm-hmm.
First, the forearms, so the animals you see, the arrows, the bulky animals, they evolve through time. Second is how you can determine the age of layers is using ash, volcanic ash.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you can do is do an age radiometric dating method. Mm-hmm. And then you have different options. I mean, everybody talks, and this is also a problem, everybody talks mm-hmm. about carbon. Yeah, okay, radiocarbon. Yeah, that is only the last 6,000 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But you have different isotopes that provide different half-lives, and then you can estimate what age the rock is depending on how much of the original isotope, which is indeed, it's an assumption. I don't dispute that. It's an assumption. You assume 100% of that isotope was present. Now you look at how much of that isotope is present today, and that is how you estimate the age of a rock.
Of a rock?
Yes.
So, if I understand that correct, because as I told you, I'm not, how is it called, positive scientist or something? Or natural scientist, am I not? But I have the following question. Is there any rock on this planet or ship or a booth that is younger than the whole planet? I mean, is not everything that is here always here? I mean, if you find a rock...
According to mainstream, the planet is 4.6 billion years, so... Yes, everything is younger than...
That's irrelevant for the question, because we don't need to know how old is the planet. But if I take a stone in this river in Switzerland, and you take a stone in a river in Colombia, do they have the same age?
It could be, because in Switzerland you have a lot of Cretaceous and Jurassic rock, so yeah, it could be. I mean, let me ask you a question, Michael.
Yes.
You can go there in Switzerland, you can go on the top of the mountain or somewhere in the mountain, and you can find shells, you can find animals, marine animals. You can find them, yeah? Like bivalves, or like oysters, or normal shells, you know? I mean, things that only happen in sea conditions. How do they come up there?
That's completely another question.
No, that's all related. That's all related.
It is related that if you want to make a narration about the continents change and where was the water before and how high it was, etc.
Do you disagree with that? Do you disagree with that?
I don't have an opinion about that, because as I told you, I'm not a natural scientist. But the things that are, the material, the matter that is on the planet, is that not here? Or does it itself get it born and then it dies? Or how is it? From living beings, we know that they come to this earth, and some way they die, and then they dissolve, the material part dissolves to some elements, I don't know, to ash, to earth, and to, I don't know. Is that different?
Fossilization? Yes. Fossilization is it's rare, and that's also an argument that's put on to paleontologists, which is unfair, because if we take the analogy of your great-great-great-grandmother who died 500 years ago, I mean, if you only find a couple of teeth and a rib and a femur, it doesn't mean your grandmother only existed of that. I mean, she was a complete animal, right? A complete human. So, but the fossil record...
Why are you talking about my grandmother?
Because I want to put it into a perspective that people can understand who are not paleontologists and so, like yourself.
Okay.
And but it's put on to paleontologists like kind of their fault. No, the fossil record is fragmented by definition because Gaia, here, not me, Gaia, is completely, it's destroying everything because of erosion, because of weathering, because of tectonic forces. I mean, you live in fucking Switzerland, yeah? It's a mountainous area. And you still find marine animals, if you do, in your rocks around you. How can it be? It is because they were deposited in marine environments, and then when Italy or Africa bumped into Europe, then it was pushed up all the way to the...
Okay, I understand what you say. Okay, yeah. I understand what you said. I think I understand it a little abstractly. But then, if we come to the first question that you rose with the picture, you say that one can define approximately and as an assumption, and maybe not 100% sure, the age of a stone.
No. And what happens is most of the stratigraphy defined on the basis of these microfossils, forums. That is most of the sedimentary history and geology, history of rocks. Some part of it is based on the radiometric dating, so it's like chemical nuclear dating of elements that
sounds not very trustworthy to me.
yes. No, but there's a difference.
It's a little hocus pocus.
Yeah, there's a difference between nuclear energy and nuclear bombs.
Yes.
Both fake. They're both fake. To radioactive minerals. They are not fake. They do exist.
Okay.
There's a different thing.
Yes, but you know, it's still... doesn't answer my question. My question is very simple. When I come here to the earth and I get older, I found a stone, and then 20 years later, someone else in another continent finds a stone. I want to know, because the stone is always there. He were there before me, before you, before everything,
yeah.
Because it's stone. Since he's stone, he's stone. He does not become flour or bread.
Yeah.
Why can you say that this stone is 600 years and the other stone is 2,000 years? They are all the same age. Either it is there, just
it's
a minute.
Much older than the...
Yeah, it's irrelevant, but I say, so if you say you can define the age of a specific element of nature, you... either mean they are all the same age, or you mean they are different ages because you bind the idea of the age to the idea of this transformations that the continents make and the mountains make, and so comes the water to Switzerland and Colombia becomes the Mediterranean Sea or something.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not
then,
either
then
one or the other.
No, that's exactly my question. So please explain to me how those marine fossils end up in the Jura or somewhere in Switzerland, in the high up in the mountains. Please explain the alternative to me, and I'm open to accept it if it can explain every observation I see
yes.
with my own
yes.
eyes without relying on NASA or some stupid organization with my own eyes. Yeah?
You know, it is like that for me. I cannot explain it. You know that. I cannot explain it.
No,
I've said it many times.
It's not to you. It's not to you.
But I can something. I can do something. I can recognize an inconsistent narration. So if someone tells me dinosaurs, I do yet now make a very brutal condensation of the last 2 hours. But it's not only a game, a play. It's not. I don't mean it. You know, as an offense. I hope you understand it.
Yeah.
If one tells me the story, dinosaurs existed. They have found bones from them, and they have reconstructed the whole history. We can do that because we can do also stone aging. We know that this is 500 years, 600 And we can do that because we know that the planet transforms all the time, and we speculate that it is or maybe such million years old. If I hear this story, I cannot make an argument why it is like that or why it is not like that, but I can say for 99% that this is just a joke, this story. This is
okay,
just,
okay. Explain a joke to me how you can find marine animals up there in the mountains in Switzerland. Please.
I don't know. Somehow they
but
came here, I don't know.
How come that is there?
Look, I tell you an example. There are many tales which we tell the children when they are small. We read them every evening, some, I don't know, fairy tales, I think they call them. Yes?
Yeah.
And for me, for me as a non-scientist, as a non-natural scientist, or how is it called, the story of the dinosaurs, story of galaxies and space, etc., is of the same liga, but it's less worth, because there have been mythologies and histories and fairy tales which, from my understanding, are more inspirational, more food for the imagination, and more food for life, in my understanding, I say, as these stories that this art of science tells me. So, if I just say I am not bound in anything, I just choose the other story, you know? I choose the fairy tale because it says the planets are the souls of the dead, or there are the gods of the ancient civilizations, and they fought, and then there came Titan, and then came Zeus, and I don't know. I like this story better than the story of the science.
But we're talking about completely different time periods. I mean,
we're talking about completely different categories of the human mind.
I mean, you find Ammonites in Switzerland. That's. I mean, you can do that yourself. You don't need to rely on any authority. You can do it yourself. Huh? It's not some conspiracy or so. It is what you can see in the rock. Ammonites.
Ammonites are not like
a winding type of creatures, and they do not exist today.
Mm-hmm.
So how come? Please explain to me a coherent model that can explain those animals there up 3,000 meters or so in the Swiss Alps.
Okay, I found in the Swiss Alps, what was the name? Fossil.
Ammonites.
I found in the Swiss Alps an ammonite. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know what I do? I say, wow, that's pretty. I take that home. And I don't ask why is it there.
Yeah, and that is my exact point with this whole nihilism.
It's not nihilism. Yes, it is,
because you don't want to give any explanation of how it came there.
If you challenge
the mainstream explanation, I'm all fine with it. I'm not defending the mainstream explanation at all. But please give to me an alternative explanation how that animal, which was living in the sea, came to 3,000 meters high in the Swiss Alps. Please explain it to me. Is that unfair? No, I don't think so.
No, it's not unfair, but it's not my job to explain anything. I just live here, you know.
If you challenge it, it is your job. You made it your job.
No.
I mean, you're... That's not the point. But...
It is the point, but you do not... You do not want to open yourself up to this question that I put.
I do. But I want an explanation.
Science is not one thing, you know. Science is a concept that was created. It is changed all the time. It has made many processes, it has several aims, it has several products and byproducts, and you cannot say this is science, this is not science. That's one point. Okay, so if you say, give me a scientific explanation, for me that's not a question, that's not enough question. You have to say what exactly you want to know. And we know from the history of the sciences, we know that there are many errors, and there are also many positive aspects of several categories of interested people and also structures that have produced knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I just, for me, do not enter every one of these concepts. So if I find an Arnite in the Alps, I take him home and I put it in my desk and I look at it every day and I'm happy, you know. I'm absolutely not nihilistic.
Okay, that's fine.
And
but
if someone has the interest to produce a narrative that is interesting and helpful for humanity, he shall do it. But what I see that those positive scientists do most of the time, they create narratives and destructive products for humanity, and that's something I don't like. It's such simple.
This is quite some steps further, but okay. The only thing I ask you is, please, if you dispute the narrative that works, that's the whole point. If it doesn't work, like Apollo, doesn't work. Like 9/11, doesn't work. Like Boston bombings, it doesn't work. So I can go along with an alternative view that does work. Dinosaurs, evolution, fossils, that does work. I work on fucking salt of 120 million years ago. I don't know if it's 120 million years ago. I cannot prove that. But it works. So, please provide a valid alternative to me, and then I can go along with you. Is that so unfair to ask? I cannot understand.
We are in a dead end, because your position is, please prove it's not unfair, my question, please prove. And I say all the time also the same, I cannot prove it because I don't have this question. So we are in
an
impasse.
An alternative explanation, I am okay to accept.
But I do
that's
not have this, I do not
yeah,
have the question.
Fine. That's fine, but until you have that, the current model that works, that's the whole point, it works,
if that is your problem, Kaya, the current model works pretty good. You know, they have some hundreds of museums, and they have entrances that the people pay to see some...
Exactly my point.
...some fake stuff that hangs around and looks like...
Yeah, if you say it's fake, then
do not
prove it's fake. Then prove it's fake. I mean, it's fine. I can prove Apollo is fake from my own personal reasoning. I don't rely on other people. It's my own geologic thinking that Apollo is fake, and its space travel is fake, and it will always be fake. That I can prove for myself and to other people if they're interested.
Okay, let's leave it here, Kaya.
I mean, we're not fighting. I mean,
It's not about fighting. You know, it just makes me helpless if you put me a question which I cannot do anything with it. It's not a question that I cannot.
I don't ask you as a person.
Yeah.
I asked the community, or however you want to call it, to provide a viable alternative. And that is why I like Simon Sachs' work on 9/11 so much, because he made an alternative version of history which makes sense. You know?
Okay. What I understand from that, what you say now, is that you need for yourself an alternative. model that works, and I think you are the one who has to produce it, because you have the desire for it, and I will be happy to read it or watch it or whatever.
Yeah, the thing is, I see every day the model I use, the mainstream model. I'm aware of that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not married to that model, but it works. So if you say, okay, that model is wrong, that's fine with me, but then please post an alternative. Not you as a person,
yes,
but just other people in combined research or something else that shows how can it work if the mainstream model is wrong. I mean, I'm fine with that. But it's the same thing. Do you know what John LeBron? I must say I'm not so much fan of him anymore. Hey, you took a cigarette there. But I'm not so much fan of him anymore, I must say. But what I like about him is that he wants to present his Bond Earth model, his alternative to the current heliocentric model, to explain observation. And I think that is exactly what we need in our truth community, or however you want to call it, or the September clues, or like I can really explain why space travel is impossible, and it always will be impossible. The first one on the whole internet who suggested this. That's my point. I mean, I realize that many people have all YouTube channels, and they have thousands of videos, and APA has a great forum and a great way of getting people together. I don't have that. I have lots of forum posts which are not organized like in a neat way like other people have. But my thesis is that space travel is impossible and always will be impossible, and I was the first one on the internet.
Okay, but may I ask you something? You know for sure, and I will go into your field because I do not have any question now. You say you are absolutely sure that space travel is not possible, there have been no Apollos, etc.
Mm-hmm.
My question to that, why do you need a new... You can just say that...
Why do I need a new... Sorry, you...
Yeah, why do you search always for model in all these things? What does it mean, model?
Because observations, facts, mean things you can observe with your own eyes.
Yes.
You don't need to rely on NASA or any stupid organization. With your own eyes, you can see those are real, right?
Yeah.
I take that as
partially.
A basis.
Partially, you can say that.
Yeah, yeah, if you go into, we don't know, and maybe everything is an illusion. Yeah, you come into
a
philosophical field, which is nihilistic.
No,
I know you're not in there, so that's why I
thought. No, I'm not nihilistic, absolutely not.
No, absolutely.
But
that's why.
It's always partially, that's what I mean, you know, because the problems you focus on are not such problems that one can solve himself. If I ask, for example, for a new model to produce my aubergines next year in my garden, I can answer that myself. Maybe I ask three other persons, and then I find out it's better if I put it there because there is more sun, and there is less this and that. But if you ask for an alternative model for space or in space travel, this is not something one person can do. I believe.
Okay, that's
a challenge for humanity. That's a challenge for...
I completely agree, yes.
You know, so that takes also the pressure of one and I...
No, it doesn't. It takes just logical reasoning. I mean, space, at least, that is what they tell us it is, makes it impossible that rockets can ever function in that environment. Because rockets are developed in the atmosphere. It's like putting a submarine as an airplane. It's ridiculous.
I understand it, yes. That's no problem to understand for me.
Yes, that's why I want to keep it to very basic, non-jargon and comparisons, because I think that is most strong, and that's how I actually was able to convince my 83-year-old father-in-law, who has no degree in physics whatsoever, and he's a really good guy.
Yes.
I love him.
May I put a question, Gaia?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and afterwards, in the next maybe quarter, we do say goodbye if you are.
Yes, I am.
Just one small round, if it's okay for you.
Yeah, please.
So my question is, there is a desire for knowledge. There is a desire. There is. It's also something human, and there are things that are where it is able to produce knowledge for them, and that is it's now my question. Do you think that possibly there are things or fields of that exist of which we cannot have knowledge?
I think everything outside of our realm of knowledge is by definition unknowable.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know if that sounds like a cliche or something.
No.
Like an escape or so. I don't mean it that way. But
no, I mean only there is between that things which you or we think that are knowable. Can we call them like that?
Knowledgeable, yeah.
Knowledgeable, yes. There are things that are knowledgeable, and there are also things that's important for me. That was the question. Would you agree that there are also things that are not knowledgeable?
I completely am on board with that. I mean,
okay.
Supernatural things, I cannot prove it's space.
Just a minute, because that's actually the problem with modern and postmodern science, or a part of it, that they define the world, the whole, the everything, as completely knowledgeable, and that's something with which
I agree. It's anti-scientific.
It's completely anti-scientific. Metaphysic poor, you know. There are things which the science cannot. It is not everything measurable, for example.
Impossible to know.
There are things you cannot. You cannot with this meter measure a thing that does not apply with this meter. Yes. You cannot understand a book if you cook it in the water and then drink it. You know, it's a matter of a medium.
Yes.
We
cannot know anything about space because we cannot go there.
No, because because maybe we do not have the right. We do not have.
That's a different question.
Frame. Right. Maybe that comes. I don't know. Shall we leave it like that for today?
I think it's a great discussion.
Yes, Gaia. I'm not sure if Napoleon Wilson is sleeping in the live stream or is sleeping
in
the...
He is muted, but he is there.
Okay, so I say good night, Napoleon.
Good night,
Gaia, and see you soon.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Napoleon, are you there? I mean, it's 9:57 here, so there's still some time left. Maybe I've pushed anyone away, and it's not my intention. I guess not. Okay, I will connect them. So.
Hi, this is Jeffrey, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.